You stayed home for a real reason. 8 o'clock on the Noggin.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Stacy Lynn. One of the world's busiest airports is closed today.
The Circle Line is operating with severe delays. Heathrow Airport is closed.
The reason, a fire at a nearby substation, says CBS's Ian Lee in London.
It knocked out power for tens of thousands of homes while disrupting more than 1,300 flights at Europe's busiest airport. 120 planes already in the air turned around, while others closer to London were diverted to nearby European cities.
And travel consultant Gary Bowerman says it is causing a ripple effect.
It's not just the airport operators, it's the airlines, it's the hotel companies around the world that will have to house passengers who are stranded. That tends to have a surge impact on rates for hotels.
The airport expects to reopen by midnight local time. A Southwest Airlines flight got stopped just before taking off from Orlando International Airport because it wasn't on the runway yet.
3278 stop. Pop stop was 3278 stop. Cancel takeoff clearance. You're on hotel taxiway. Stop was 3278.
That's from liveatc.net. The crew apparently mistook the taxiway for the runway and had just begun rolling for takeoff when air traffic control canceled their clearance. President Trump's moving forward with his attempt to shut down the Department of Education. He signed an executive order to have it dismantled, but it still requires congressional approval. Education Secretary Linda McMahon says she aims to redistribute her department's duties to other agencies. White House correspondent Weisha Zhang asked her,
if you are reassigning those functions and new people have to be trained to do new jobs, isn't that less efficient?
We might not need to train new people because I think there are other agencies that are already doing things that are very similar.
CBS's Christopher Cruz reports that more people are trading in their Teslas.
Edmunds data reveals 2017 and newer Teslas accounted for 1.4% of all the vehicles traded in during the first 2 weeks of the month, a record for the brand. The car shopping website says Musk's, quote, increasing public involvement in government, Tesla depreciation concerns, and its increased saturation in major metro areas are affecting the loyalty of longtime Tesla owners.
The family of the Menendez brothers is still pushing for their resentencing. Anna Maria Baralt is one of their cousins.
Accountability should not be weaponized to deny people the second chance they've worked so hard for.
That was at a rally in Los Angeles where they urged the district attorney to reconsider his opposition, saying that the brothers deserve a second chance. This is CBS News.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has plans built just for you. Get the savings you want on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/choice55 and start saving today.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Construction in the Lincoln King neighborhood is set to begin in May. The Racine project will feature 33 new townhomes and eventually a $68 million community health center. The initiative aims to transform the area. Go deeper on the development, including where the money is coming from, at RacineCountyEye.com. The Prairie School's basketball season ended with a loss to Bonduelle in the state semifinals, but Racine's title hopes remain alive. Park High School competes today in the tournament. Park's making history by participating in the state tournament for the first time since 1960. Coverage starts at 1 today. A late-night police chase in Racine ended with the arrest of two men at gunpoint near Franklin. The chase was brought to an end when spike strips were put out. The Quick Trip at Green Bay Road and 52nd Street in Kenosha has reopened. They recently underwent a lengthy remodel. Racine County is hosting a community open house event at the Jonathan Delagrave Youth Development and Care Center on April 16th. The attempt is to showcase the new facility in Caledonia. And the high schoolers are playing in Madison, and some college kids are playing in Milwaukee. The Fiserv Forum hosted an open practice yesterday for March Madness. Games at the Forum today will include teams like North Carolina, Xavier, and Ole Miss. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
More March Madness. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, the NCAA tournament, continues tonight in Cleveland with the Marquette Golden Eagles against the New Mexico Lobos. Tip-off time at 6:25. The Badgers will play Brigham Young tomorrow night in Denver at 6:25. Wisconsin beating the Montana Grizzlies 85-66. Head coach Greg Gard able to give all of his guys some playing time, including Carter Gilmore. 8 points, 6 rebounds.
Our bench has been one of our strengths throughout the year. We've gotten great contributions off it. You saw Amos tonight. McGee's done that throughout the year. Janicki's done it at times. And then obviously Gilmore.
NBA, the Bucks rolled over the Lakers in L.A. last night, 118-89. Their road trip continues tomorrow night in Sacramento against the Kings. Women's college hockey, number one ranked Wisconsin against Minnesota tonight in the semifinals of the Frozen Four. The winner advancing to the championship Sunday at the Ritter Arena in Minneapolis. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
Partly to mostly cloudy and breezy today. We'll get to around 56 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the southwest gusting to 35 at times. Could see a few sprinkles by late afternoon, then clearing tonight with a low of 28. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high of 39. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
People can't drive. They done lost their minds. It's not even fun to drive cars anymore. I got one. What about the people that turn their blinkers on and never turn? If you ever get in front of me and leave your blinker on, I will follow you to your house. I will pull up in your driveway, let that window down, turn that blinker off. And show me how to get home. I'm lost. I've been following you for 2 hours. And a lot of people don't know what the left lane is for. The left lane is the law-breaking light. If you don't plan on breaking the law, don't get your slow speed limit driving behind over there. We don't need you regulating our speed for us. We might want a ticket. Get out of our way. Y'all seen them people? They need to be happy over there in the fast lane. Well, the speed limit is 70. I know. I want to do 80. Move!
Don't walk away. I guess I'll go on home. It's late. There'll be tomorrow night. But wait, what do I see? Is she walking back to me? Yeah, she's walking back to me. Oh, pretty woman.
There we go. Roy Orbison, Pretty Woman. Local news, timeless hits here at WRJN. How about some odd but true music trivia? All right, did you know in 1983, before Michael Jackson, Michael Bolton was famous. Now, Michael Bolton was a crooner. He was, you know, ballad songs, love songs. He auditioned to replace Ozzy Osbourne as a lead singer in Black Sabbath. Whoa. Billboard named Taylor Swift the top female artist of the 21st century so far, anyway. She's followed by Rihanna, Beyonce, Adele, and Katy Perry. Now, we have a long way to go in the century, so anything could happen. And one more bit of trivia here. Nintendo named Mario, remember the character Mario, Super Mario Brothers? After the landlord of their first warehouse, it was a way to get an extension on paying their rent. Funny how things work out, huh? Increasing cloudiness today with a high near 55, rain, maybe snow tonight, lows 27. Right now the sun is shining, 34 degrees here in Radio Park. Love grows. Here's Edison Lighthouse at WRJN.
She ain't got the money, clothes are kind of funny. It's kind of wild and free. Oh, boy, love grows to where my rosemary goes. And nobody knows I'd be. She talks kind of lazy and people say she's crazy.
Tournament, local news, and timeless hits.
WRJN.
Hey girl, what you doing down there? Dancing alone every night while I live right above you. I can hear your music playing. Your body swaying. One floor below me, you don't even know me. I love you. Oh, my darling,
not three times
on the ceiling if you want me.
Twice on the pipe
if the answer is no.
sweetness means you meet me in the hallway.
Whoa,
twice on the pipe
means you ain't gonna show. Attached to my heart. Read how many times I saw you, how in my silence I adored you, and only in my dreams did that wall between us come apart. Oh, my darling,
knock three times
on the ceiling
if you want me.
Mm-hmm.
Twice on the pipe.
If the answer is no, oh, my sweetness means you
meet me in the hallway.
Whoa,
twice on the pipe
means you ain't gonna show. The answer is no.
I love you, I love you.
Oh, my sweetness means you'll
meet me in the hallway.
Twice on the pipe.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. Happy Egg Collectibles. Dive into a treasure trove of toys, comics, and everything in between. Every shelf tells a story with vintage action figures, pop culture finds, sports memorabilia, pro wrestling merch, gifts for any occasion. Visit their showrooms on the lower level of Southridge Mall and near entrance G of Gurney Mills Mall. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $40 gift certificates for just $12. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
All right, the big deal of the day. It's 8:17, local news, timeless hits at WRJN. You ever pull a Band-Aid off and it really hurts? You yank it off and somebody's like, I'm going to do it real quick. And you go, ow, it hurts. Guy on TikTok came up with a trick to remove Band-Aids with no pain. Instead of pulling them away from your skin, pull it along your skin so it stretches. A bunch of people online tried it, claims it works. Next time I get a boo-boo, I'll give it a shot.
Hey Kenosha, this is Carl Bryan, and I'm running for the KUSD School Board to bring accountability and strong leadership to our schools. With prior experience on the KUSD School Board and at the Wisconsin DPI, I know how to ensure taxpayer dollars are spent wisely, improving student achievement, addressing student safety, and making our district more accountable. Early voting runs from March 18th to the 28th, or you can vote in person on April 1st. Vote Carl Bryan for responsible leadership on the KUSD School Board. Authorized and paid for by the committee to elect Carl Bryan. Andre Scanlon, Treasurer.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. After well over a year of hype surrounding the show Severance, I finally had to check it out. 40 minutes into episode 1 of season 1, I had more questions than answers, but the pilot closed strong. Despite being a slow starter, the sci-fi mystery about a group of office workers who discover that their work memories and personal life memories have been surgically separated is a critic's darling, pulling a 96% on Rotten Tomatoes. I will have more information as I continue the binge. The premiere date for season 2 of The Last of Us is right around the corner. Recently, it was revealed that series co-lead Bella Ramsey was diagnosed with autism. Making the story even more interesting was that it was a crew member on the set whose daughter has autism who suggested Ramsey get tested while season 1 was still being shot. Ramsey says they believe this will help them as an actor, as they have always been someone who watches and studies people. Season 2 of The Last of Us drops April 13th on Max. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
There's nothing quite like the rich aroma of slow-cooked brisket or the sweet scent of a homemade pie fresh from the oven. At Mrs. Rivers Bakery and Smokehouse, every cut of meat is smoked low and slow to perfection. Every dessert and pie is made from scratch. From fluffy pancakes at breakfast to a warm, hearty soup with lunch, flavor and love can be found in every bite and served all day. Mrs. Rivers Bakery and Smokehouse, open Tuesday through Sunday, 7 to 2 on Durand Avenue in Sturtevant, one block west of School Days Mall. Stop on by.
Hospice Alliance provides patients facing a serious illness in southeast Wisconsin with quality end-of-life care. A community-committed, not-for-profit, Hospice Alliance offers supportive care management, always on the forefront of patient-focused care and caregiver support. When seeking hospice care, ask for Hospice Alliance, the award-winning community-based nonprofit that gives back through education, services, and grief support. To learn more, visit hospicealliance.org. That's hospicealliance.org.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
The following message is brought to you by Economic Equity Now, a local Wisconsin group. When we have a decision to make, we tend to make it quickly. For a lot of things, this works fine. Deer pops out of the ditch, hit the brakes. Good choice. When it comes to elections, however, a quick decision is not always the best one. Our first instincts are not always reliable. These are people we don't know personally, and reading or hearing what their opponent says about them may not be the best source of information. In the Supreme Court election on April the 1st, listen to what the candidates have said and take time to decide which candidate most closely matches your values. We need a Supreme Court that will uphold Wisconsin values and make sure the rights of all citizens are respected. Take your time. Think it through. Don't be overly influenced by all those mailings and advertisements that only show one side. Look carefully for the comparisons presented in a documented way. Wisconsin deserves your careful choice on April the 1st. Wisconsin's future may depend on it.
For 98 years, you found WRJN right where we've always been, at 1400 AM. And now, you can also pull us in on FM at 99.9 in Racine and 98.1 in Kenosha, along with the Civic Media app, anywhere you travel. Yep, the timeless hits were made famous on the AM dial, but that clear FM stereo ain't bad either. Local news and timeless hits, now on WRJN AM and FM. WRJN.
Yeah. All right, let's twist again with Chubby Checker, who is nominated for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, finally. And we'll see if he gets in this time. Hey, we've got increasing cloudiness today in our weather forecast. Highs near 55. Rain maybe mixing with snow tonight. Lows 27. Sunday tomorrow with a high near 36. Rain mixing with snow on Sunday and a high near 48. Sunny 34 degrees right now here at Radio Park. Don't forget, 1 o'clock this afternoon, it's our last great hope. Number one ranked Park High School will take on number four ranked Cedarburg. Pregame 1 o'clock. The tip-off 1:35 with Dick Graceffa. And it's brought to you by Lee's Deli, serving up tasty rewards and Racine's best sandwiches for over 50 years. Studebaker's Food and Fuel, Highway 31 at Spring Street, where fast meets fantastic. And Easy Mobility Solutions, Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted source for power mobility. It all starts 1 o'clock today. And if Park wins, tomorrow night, 6 o'clock. They're in the state championship tournament. Wow. Should be neat. It's 8:25, local news, timeless hits at WRJN. Do you ever find a character, when they passed away on TV or in the movies, it made you cry? All right, I've got a list here, a short list. A list of the saddest character deaths in movies and TV shows. Michael Clark Duncan's character, John Coffey. Remember that in The Green Mile? Remember he died? They had him in the electric chair? I felt terrible. Ellie in Up. I never saw that movie, but here's the one that made me cry the most. Marley in Marley and Me. I always say I'm never going to watch an animal movie where an animal dies. I won't do it. And I did it. I watched Marley and Me and I cried like a baby. And it bothered me for days after that because I had a dog. Excuse me. I had a dog and I kept hugging the dog. No, don't die. You know, you feel sorry, especially if you love animals when they die like that. In that movie, because Marley was such a great dog. 8:26. No, I'm getting sad now. 8:26, local news, timeless hits. WRJN. Hey, the statewide text to win contest starts Monday morning, 7 o'clock, right here.
Hang on, Snoopy. Snoopy, hang on. Hang on, Snoopy. Snoopy, hang on.
Snoopy lives in a very bad part of town, and everybody, yeah, tries to put my Snoopy down. Snoopy, I don't care what your daddy do, 'cause you know, Snoopy girl, I'm in love with you.
Yeah.
Local news, Tampa's hits, WRGN with the McCoys. Hang on, Sloopy. Here are some good reasons why naps are good for you. It can improve your working memory, may lower your risk for heart problems and stroke. It could help you with cravings for sugar and fatty foods, and naps may boost your creativity. Now, here's the hard part. Trying to convince your boss you should be allowed to nap at work. Good luck with that, all right? It's 8:30 on the nose. Let's check local news. Once again, here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The Prairie School's remarkable run came to an end last night. The team from Racine lost to the top-seeded Bonduelle team in the state semifinals of the boys' high school basketball tournament. Racine's chances for a title aren't over. Park plays today, with coverage starting at 1 on WRJN. The Park High School boys basketball team is set to make history as they compete in the state tournament for the first time since 1960. Four buses of fans and 75% of the school staff will be in Madison for the game. If the Panthers win today, they'll play for a state title tomorrow, with the game heard right here on WRJN. A late-night chase last night had Racine police and Racine County Sheriff's deputies working together. Two men were eventually arrested at gunpoint near Franklin Street after leading police on a chase on Lathrop, Taylor, and Washington and several other streets. The chase lasted until spike strips were set out, bringing things to an end. A major Racine revitalization effort gets going in May. That's when construction starts in the Lincoln King neighborhood on 33 new townhomes. The project, set for completion in August of 2026, is part of a broader effort to combat blight and poverty in the area. In addition to the townhomes, there's also that $68 million plan for a new community health center there. You can go deeper on the development and learn more at RacineCountyEye.com. And that Kenosha Quick Trip that's been closed for a long time is back open. The location at the busy Green Bay Road and 52nd Street intersection has reopened their doors after a lengthy remodel. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Partly to mostly cloudy and breezy today. We'll get to around 56 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the southwest gusting to 35 at times. Could see a few sprinkles by late afternoon, then clearing tonight with a low of 28. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high of 39. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 35.
I'm sure some of you got a little crazy last night, but L.A. got crazy yesterday morning. You probably heard there was an earthquake here yesterday morning. It was a 4.4 magnitude. To give you an idea of what that's like, it's a little more than 4.3 and less than a 4.5. That's what it feels like. Anybody feel it yesterday? Yeah. So did I. It was quite something. I mean, 4.4 is a big earthquake, and it happened at 6:30 in the morning. Portia stayed in bed. I reacted quickly. I immediately called my butler and said, "Carry me to the doorframe." So he had me under the doorframe. Afterwards, I walked around the house to survey the damage, and it was pretty bad, actually. A little bit of the cat's water spilled, and some of their food had come out of the bowl on the table. So we'll be all right. Thank you for your prayers. They say animals can sense that something is going to happen before it happens. And I should have known something was up because Charlie, my cat, sleeps with me all the time. She's the cutest thing, sleeps in my little arm. And about an hour before the earthquake, Charlie got out of bed, packed a suitcase, and called Uber. I thought she was just in one of her moods, but she... But people can't predict them. Scientists are always trying to guess when we'll have them based on past patterns. They say we're going to have a big one sometime in the next 7 years. And I used to take their warnings seriously. That's why I spent most of the 80s in a closet. But,
I may be climbing on rainbows, but baby, here goes. Dreams, they're for those who sleep. Life.
And if you're wondering what this song is leading to, I want to make it with you. I really think that we could make it good. No, you don't know me well, and every little thing only time will tell. If you believe the things that I do, and we'll see it through. Be short or long, love can be right or wrong. And if I chose the one I'd like to help me through, I'd like to make it with you. I really think that we could make it good.
David Gates and Bread, make it with you. 836, local news, time that's it to WRJN. Increasing cloud cover today with a high near 55, maybe some rain or maybe some snow too tonight. Lows around 27. Tomorrow, sunshiny with a high near 36. Sunday, rain mixing with snow and a high near 48. Right now, it is 38 degrees with sunshine here at Radio Park. So some guy goes to Miami to officiate a friend's wedding and accidentally stayed in a stranger's home the first night. Here's what happened. He got the address of the Airbnb wrong, and he slept in the neighbor's guest room by mistake. So technically, he broke into their house, but they were pretty nice about it. They even knocked on the door to wake him up the next morning. That's got to be embarrassing. It's got to be real awkward. How do you get out of that? How do you make up a story with that? 837 WRJN, local news, timeless hits, and our statewide text to win contest starting on Monday. Monday morning, we'll have a special word for you to text to us. You got to download the Civic Media app to play, so do it this weekend, all right? We'll play it at 7 a.m., 11 a.m., 1 p.m., and 4 p.m. beginning Monday morning, the statewide text to win contest only here at WRJN.
She sits on the dock, fishing in the water, I don't know her name, she's a fisherman's daughter, Come on down to my boat, baby. Come on down where we can play. Come on down to my boat, baby. Come on down, we'll sail away. Come with me, But she's tied to the dock and she can't get free. Come on down to my boat, baby. Come on down where we can play. Come on down to my boat, baby. Come on down, we'll sail away. Fish all day. Soon I'm gonna have to get my knife and the leather.
baby. Where did our love go? Dana Ross, Supremes, 842. Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. This guy in Seattle protested his low pay by moving into his cubicle in the office to save on rent. He brought all of his belongings, slept under his desk for 4 days until HR caught wind of it. They told him to clear everything out, delete all the videos he had posted online, or they would fire him. They didn't fire him. He wound up quitting. It reminded me of that Seinfeld episode with George Costanza. Remember, he built that little sleeping nook under his desk with a shelving unit with an alarm clock and everything. And when he worked for the New York Yankees, he would sleep in his office under the desk. It looked like a bedroom under there. He had some guy build it for him. It's 8:43. We're going to be talking to Mike Clemens, talking sports in just a moment. Right now, I've got the Hollies. Here's Bus Stop.
Bus Stop, where day she's there, I say, please share my umbrella. Bus Stop, bus go, she stays, love grows under my umbrella. All that summer we enjoyed it, wind and rain and shine. That umbrella we employed it, by August she was mine. Every morning I would see her waiting at the stop. Sometimes she'd shop and she would show me why she fought.
Stop. Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. It's 8:46. Are you under the age of 40? How do you stack up? Most adults under 40 say they still don't have a handle on that whole adulting thing. 48% said they couldn't change a tire if they had to. 32% don't know how to change a diaper. And 22% don't know how to file their taxes. Now, I'm in that 22%. I have to pay someone to do it. I have no idea. Do taxes. 8:46 at WRJN. Mike Clemens coming up in just a moment.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
Your loved ones deserve only the best. Parkview Gardens in Racine provides top-tier assisted living with superb care that always puts your family first. It's large enough to offer many amenities and activities, yet small enough to ensure personal attention for every resident. Families trust Parkview Gardens because their top-tier care starts with a team ready to put your family first day and night. Trust a safe, comfortable home where your loved one can thrive. Parkview Gardens. Schedule a tour today by stopping by or visiting parkviewsenior.com.
Craving fresh, flavorful signature subs or chef salads? Lee's Deli has just what you need. You'll find them at Twins Food Mart on 16th and Packard, Elite Mini Market on Washington Avenue, Taylor Mart on Taylor Avenue, and now Cristiano Supermarket at 2054 Kearney Avenue. Or visit the shop on Washington Avenue and enjoy a hot sandwich that's fit for a king. Hot ham and cheese, Reuben, meatball sub, and more. Why settle for ordinary when you can have extraordinary? Lee's Deli, for over 50 years, serving Racine one meal at a time.
Judge Brad Schimmel sure has a lot of special interest donors. Big drug companies, corporate lobbyists, right-wing billionaires, and extremist groups. Schimmel once claimed that there's nothing wrong with politicians using their office to benefit their own campaign's contributors. And as Attorney General, Schimmel repeatedly took action to put his own campaign donors' interests ahead of Wisconsin residents. He refused to sue the big drug companies responsible for the opioid crisis. He supports a pre-Civil War law to ban abortion. And he sued to overturn the health care law that protects people with pre-existing conditions. Under his watch, fines for corporate polluters dropped to a 30-year low, all while Wisconsinites were left behind. Tell Judge Brad Schimmel to watch out for us, not his special interest sponsors. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Incorporated.
Gaines Super Flings are here to take your laundry to the next level.
Talking about Gaines Super Flings. Super size laundry packs. These things are huge. Super fresh, super clean. Gaines Super Flings.
Gaines Super Flings laundry packs have four times the Oxi cleaning power and three times the Febreze freshness versus Gain original liquid.
Super fresh, super clean. Gaines Super Flings.
Gaines Super Flings for next level laundry.
WRJN.
It's exactly 8:50 on the noggin, and it's time for Sports Now. Let's talk to Mike Clemens, who's so good at giving us our sports every single day. Every Friday, we like to talk to him one-on-one and get behind the stories. And Mike, we're in the middle of, it just began March Madness, and already some top seeds are out, some upsets.
Yeah. So I've got a friend that's a scorekeeper for Marquette, John Dodds, longtime radio and involved in covering sports in Wisconsin. And he said he's got a blog, and I was checking it because he's so good at some of that stuff with Marquette and the Big East. And, you know, some of these guys that do these power rankings in sports, you know, like in the NFL and baseball, I don't follow that stuff because I pretty much just go with win losses and stats and injuries and actually watch the games, Don. So, this guy put out this power ranking of the teams headed into the March Madness NCAA men's basketball tournament. And he's got Wisconsin, out of all the teams, like 100 teams, 29th in the country. All right, he's got the Marquette Golden Eagles at 68, like the last team getting into the tournament. Do you know who he's got ranked number one, like the hottest team coming into the tournament? He claims
probably somebody got knocked out yesterday.
Who was Montana, it? The team that the Wisconsin beat.
Okay,
because they were 14-1 heading into the tournament. Wisconsin beat them 85-66. I mean, it was like a backstroke. John Blackwell had 19 points. Stephen Crowell had 18. They had five players with double digits or so. So now the Badgers are going to move on. They're going to play Brigham Young tomorrow night at 6:25. They beat VCU. Oh, by the way, on that Montana team was Amari Jedkins from Racine Case.
All right.
Yeah. Okay. So, you know, he got into the game for a couple of minutes there towards the end. But, you know, we're always looking for players from the Racine and Kenosha area that get into this tournament.
And they discovered them in Montana. That's great.
They found them in Montana.
Okay, now, I noticed, I was watching when I woke up this morning, I watched some news headlines on TV. They showed some upsets yesterday. Every time I see an upset, you take about one-fourth of the brackets and throw them out because it's an upset, and people put the early teams up there as, you know, favorites to win, so they just click them off. So, I mean, a lot of these brackets were probably destroyed last night, right?
Probably, yeah. I think that buying a Powerball ticket is probably a better investment. I think you're going to win a bracket.
Well, here's what I read this morning. The best way to pick do a bracket is know nothing about basketball, absolutely nothing. Work on vibes, feelings, twitches in your eye, and ask friends what to do, and you probably have a good shot.
There's a monkey at the Columbus Zoo. I don't know if you've ever seen
him. Yes, he picks the bracket, yeah.
He's done better than most of the experts.
Yeah, you know what? Because once there's an upset, the bracket's over.
It's over. It's busted, yeah.
And there are a lot of upsets, so when teams play. All right, so the Golden Eagles will play what? New Mexico Lobos, and that would be tonight, 6:25?
Tonight. Calling around, a guy that covers that conference said, don't sleep on New Mexico. They can be a pretty dynamic teams at times. Marquette, they got Cam Jones and Stevie Mitchell and David Joplin. But, you know, when I watch this team, and talking to the guys that cover it as well, you know, the thing for Shaka Smart, their head coach, is he's got a pretty good starting five. It's when the guys that start coming in off the bench to give those guys a rest, that's when they drop off. So he's really going to need, you know, some of the guys that he's got on the bench, and they're younger players, to step it up if they're going to get, you know, anywhere in this tournament.
Yeah, before we get to the other stuff, I got to ask you this because I want to get this in here. You said Aaron Rodgers was released by the New York Jets a couple of weeks ago. I didn't know that.
Yeah, he was notified. I don't think that's technical as they do it, like, it's sometime later. I think he's free right now. So the thing is, it was clear that when Pittsburgh also, they released Russell Wilson, the, you know, former veteran from the Seattle Seahawks, what took them to a couple Super Bowls. And they've got the door open. And Aaron Rodgers has openly said over the years that he thought that Mike Tomlin, the head coach of the Steelers, got hired about the same time as McCarthy got hired in Green Bay, is one of the better coaches in the league. But they've got an offensive coordinator there, Arthur Smith. He was recently a head coach of the Falcons. He's probably got the same language as Matt LaFleur because they work together at the Titans. I don't know if he's hesitant to go there. The Giants reportedly want him too, but I don't know if he wants to go there because the Giants stunk last year, and I don't know if they're going anywhere. But Minnesota, let go Kirk Cousins about a year ago, and then Sam Darnold, who did really well with them, he's left the team for Seattle. So they're going to go with their rookie that they picked from last year, but he had an Achilles, J.J. McCartney, out of Michigan. You know, he took his team to the national championship with Jim Harbaugh. And this week on Wednesday, Tom Pelissero, who's based up in Minnesota, he works for the NFL Network, said, yeah, the Vikings are going to pass on Rodgers. They're going with their second-year man. So Aaron is now, you know, there's pictures of him walking along outside the house in Malibu deciding where to go or if he wants to play or waiting for the phone to ring or something like that. I think he's going to get the offer from the Steelers, but it's just sort of sitting there right now.
You know, it's very sad, too, because same thing happened to Brett Favre after a while. You know, the team's not interested anymore. You play out your career. I remember when Joe Namath left the New York Jets. He's legendary for the New York Jets, and he left to play with the 49ers. And he lasted there. Yeah, Rams, right. He lasted there for, and when it's over, it's over. I mean,
there was even a weird, did you ever see a movie with Charlton Heston?
Yes, Number One. I have it on DVD.
Yeah.
Yes, I have it on DVD, Number One.
And he's like 40, and he's got a bad offensive line. He's playing for the Saints, and he's getting killed back there. Yeah. So that just goes to show you, that's the way it is. I mean, that's the way it's been for 50 years in the NFL. There's these Hall of Fame quarterbacks that the teams move on, and other teams are desperate to sell tickets and bring them in and maybe help them with their younger quarterbacks. And I mean, Brett Favre ended up with his face in the dirt on an AstroTurf because the Metrodome roof had collapsed.
Ooh.
Okay. And he got sacked by a Chicago Bear. I think his name was Corey Woolley. And Brett was knocked out. He was knocked out cold. And that was the last play that Brett Favre had after not missing a game, you know, 16, 17 years. That's the way his career ended. Not ugly and not pretty. And so, you know, you hope that Rodgers will, Rodgers has still got a good year or two in front of him, but he better make sure he's got a good offensive line in front of him.
Kind of like radio disc jockeys after 53 years. They don't know when to hang up the headphones,
right.
Do they?
No. You just find it one morning, you just find them laid out, knocked out with their headphones over their face.
Yeah. I read a depressing book once called DJ. Somebody gave it to me. It was a paperback. It was a big, thick book, too. It's about a disc jockey that just wound up in his own waste, vomit in the hallway. He just became a drunk. I almost got out of the business after reading that. All right, real quickly.
We're not talking about Kurt Vollman now.
No. Okay, it's somebody you know. No, it's not. Okay, let's talk about high school because we got only a minute or two here. High school sports tonight, the last great hope for Racine is number 1 Park against number 4 Cedarburg.
That's this afternoon.
This
right?
afternoon. 1 p.m. Pre-game 1:35 from the Kohl Center. Dick Graceffa calling the play-by-play. This is it. And if they win, then it's Saturday night. We run the championship game. So
unfortunately, about the same time the Badgers are on, but whatever. Yeah, they'll take the winner of, I think it's Wauwatosa West and Wausau East.
It's exciting.
Yeah, that would be just tremendous for Racine Park if they could win state. That'd be outstanding. They've been great all year, 26-2. So that would be a great game for Dick Graceffa to call on WRJN, no question.
Yeah, he did the game last night. Unfortunately, it wasn't good news for the Prairie School, but they lost to a number 1 seeded team, so...
And the Prairie School, they had like a record of 500 or so, right? They kind of snuck in there, so at least they got the trip, yeah.
Do we know who your pick the click is to win the whole... Meshkegi here for March Madness. Do we know who your pick to click is?
Well, some people got Auburn. I don't know. That's what the beauty of the thing. I mean, honestly, there'll be more teams cut off before they even get to the Sweet 16.
Yeah.
So, you just go by those top 25 rankings and who's got the strongest team. Hey, we got baseball starting a week from Thursday, or yesterday, actually. And they're going to be in New York against the Yankees. But there's a great article for Brewers fans to read from Todd Rosiak, buddy of mine. He's the beat reporter covering the Brewers for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. It's at JS Online. And it's on their GM, Matt Arnold, and how he got his start. I mean, that guy is the most... unsung hero of the Brewers getting to the playoffs last year with all those young players. It shows about what it took for him to, like an intern for the Dodgers, driving 2 hours every day. He grew up in California, getting paid $50 a day, which was pretty much the gas money, and how he broke in to the major leagues. It's a great story for any Brewers fan to check out on Matt Arnold, the GM of the Brewers.
All right, talk to you next Friday once again, my buddy.
Have a good weekend. Thank you, Don.
Thank you, Mike. Mike Clemens doing our sports for us all the time. We love those sports reports every morning on WRJN. It's 9 o'clock on the button. I'm Don Rose, and I will catch you, when am I coming back? On Monday. Monday morning, 6 o'clock, we'll be here. Coming up next, Dan Marcus with the Wax Museum. And, we got to 1 o'clock. We got basketball on at 1 o'clock, so we'll see how that goes. Number 1 Park against number 4 Cedarburg right here on WRJN. Again, it's 9 o'clock.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN, Racine Kenosha.
This is CBS News.